I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Babies born prematurely or infants with medical problems receive care in the neonatal intensive care unit at the hospital. To talk about neonatology and what goes on in this special unit is Dr. Allison Chapman. She's an assistant professor of pediatrics in the Division of Neonatology at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Chapman, first, how many infants are cared for in the NICU at MUSC each year?
We approximately have 900 admissions a year, and almost 80% of those babies are actually born at MUSC, with the other babies being transferred in from hospitals all over the state.
And why are these infants typically in this specialized unit?
Some infants are born too early, so they're premature infants. Some infants have certain birth defects, including problems with their brain, lung, or heart. Some infants are born a little prematurely and really just need help with monitoring their body temperature, blood sugars, and might need some feeding support until they're big and strong enough to go home.
And what really goes on in the neonatal intensive care unit? What kind of care and support?
One of the most common issues that we deal with is breathing problems after birth. Even big term infants can have something called respiratory distress, where they still have fluid in their lungs from the birthing process, and they might need a little bit of respiratory support for a day or two.
What sort of specialized equipment is typically in this unit?
One of the most common things a person will see is an incubator, which is essentially a plastic computerized box that helps keep our smallest babies warm. Because when babies are born early, they have very thin skin and they're very small with little body fat, so they can get cold very easily. We also have a lot of specialized equipment for breathing support, including ventilators and machines that will deliver CPAP, which is continuous positive airway pressure, to help our smaller infants with their breathing.
What's new in recent years in the neonatal intensive care unit?
One of our biggest initiatives has been focused on getting infants off of a ventilator as soon as possible, because we know that long-term ventilator use can actually be damaging to the lungs. So we've really tried to focus on using gentle ventilation, including CPAP. We have also focused on family-centered care. We encourage families to come in as much as possible. We encourage mothers and fathers to come hold their infants, and we actually place the infants skin to skin, because that way the infant is getting the heat they need from the parent. And this is also great for bonding. And we do know that infants often do better when they're being held skin to skin with a family member. We also know that holding infants skin to skin can help decrease the amount of pain and stress that they might be feeling. The unit is always open for family members, and we also encourage the families to come for our daily rounds, where the doctors and all the care providers sit and meet with the family to discuss the baby's progress and the plans for the day.
Dr. Chapman, thanks for providing information about infants in the neonatal intensive care unit.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.